the stereotype of the single inventor is it's some madman in the garage who has what he thinks is a great idea, and he's spent years doing this, and he comes to you and says, I have the world's greatest idea, and I want to patent it. First of all, are there people like that?
Yes, there are people like that.
What do you tell this person about his idea?
The first thing he has to do is do a patentability search. Regardless of how unique he thinks it is, there are over 8 million patents now in existence. Less than 5% of those have made it to market. The rest are sitting in the patent office waiting for somebody to look at them, but very few people ever do. But the patent examiner will look at them, so it's best if the inventor finds them before the patent examiner finds them, so we know what we have to work with.
Does this person in the garage have to have some record of what he's been doing?
Absolutely, especially since it's the first to invent still until next March. He has to prove that he is the first to invent, and he should be keeping his notebook diligently.
That doesn't sound like what someone is doing late at night in his garage. Do you have problems with that when somebody comes in, that his records just aren't very good?
I don't look at their records, and you're right. Normally, they don't even have them or they haven't had them, but I always tell my clients, go to the local pharmacy, 79-cent bound notebook, the kind that is sewn, and put everything in there. The day that you conceived, what you've spent, everything you can think of, put it into your notebook. If you do your notebook correctly and you have it signed and witnessed and dated each day, it can be court-acceptable proof of your time of invention.
They have this idea, and they rush off and say, I did it. And he gets there, and some guy from a garage in Seattle has done the same thing, and they're rushing into the wherever they file these applications in Washington. Who wins?
Right now, until March 16th, 2013, that's a very important date, March 16th, 2013, when the law changes. Up until then, it's the first to invent, the first who can prove he's the first inventor. After March 16th, it's going to be the first to get to the patent office to file their application is going to be the winner. There are a couple of exceptions to that, very important exceptions. If another inventor, somebody independent from, let's say, inventor A, makes a public announcement and describes the invention, inventor A loses his right to file. Although the second exception is if inventor A makes a public announcement, and he has the right to do that up to a year before he files. If he makes his announcement before, let's call him inventor B makes his announcement, he saves his right to file.
In the world we live in, is it really somebody running into the patent office, or can you pull your computer keyboard toward you and file somewhere?
If you live in Washington, or rather Alexandria, Virginia, where the new patent office is today, they do run into the patent office occasionally. But typically, right now, the way to file is by electronics. In fact, the patent office will charge you if you don't file electronically. It's an incentive to get everybody to file electronically, and it is a smart thing to do because it saves everybody an awful lot of time.
Here we are in upstate New York. Are there really people in the garage coming up with the great idea?
Upstate New York has a tremendous number of inventive people. I get clients all the time with absolutely wonderful ideas. I am so impressed by these people who persevere. And we actually get them filed eventually. As long as their search comes up that there's no prior art that is likely to stop them, they get filed and they get patented.
Here on You and the Law today, Patricia Costanzo has been here talking about some fundamental changes in the patent law which are coming up next year. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.